ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति निश्चिके मूकं कृति वाचालं पंगुलं गयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणं श्रीपरमानन्दमाधवम्। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 5th chapter, text 21-23. The heading of this chapter is The Meeting of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev. So, I will read the two verses, 21 and 22. Then we'll discuss in 23. Text 21. Taṁ drishtvā saha sottāya deha prāṇaṁ ivāgataṁ prita priyatamaṁ durvyaṁ sasvaje prema bhivhalaha. Translation. When Nanda Maharaj heard that Vasudeva had come, he was overwhelmed with love and affection, being as pleased as if his body had regained its life. Seeing Vasudeva suddenly present, he got up and embraced him with both arms. There is one line purport. Nanda Maharaj was older than Vasudeva. Therefore, Nanda Maharaj embraced him and Vasudeva offered him namaskar. Text 22. Pujita sukhamasina prishtanangamaya anamaya madrata prasaktadhi swatma jayor idangaho visampate. Translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, having thus been received and welcomed by Nanda Maharaj with honor, Vasudeva sat down very peacefully and inquired about his own two sons because of intense love for them. Now, text 23. You please repeat with me. Dishtya bhrata pravayasa इदानिंगप्रजस्यते प्रजासासाया निवृतस्य प्रजायत समपद्यत। दिष्ट्या, इट इज बाय ग्रेट फॉर्चून, भ्रातः, ओ माय डियर ब्रदर, Pravayasaha, of you whose age is now quite advanced. Idanim, at the present moment, aprajasya, of one who did not have a son before, te, of you, praja asayaha, nibrutasya, of one who was almost hopeless of getting a son at this age, praja, a son, yat, whatever, samapadyata, has been gotten by chance. Translation. My dear brother Nanda Maharaj, at an advanced age, you had no son at all and were hopeless of having one. Therefore, that you now have a son is a sign of great fortune. Purport. At an advanced age, one generally cannot beget a male child. If by chance one does beget a child at this age, the child is generally female. Thus, Vasudeva indirectly asked Nanda Maharaj whether he had actually begotten a male child or a female child. Vasudeva knew that Yashoda had given birth to a female child, whom he had stolen and replaced with a male child. This was a great mystery, and Vasudeva wanted to determine whether this mystery was already known to Nanda Maharaj. On inquiring, however, he was confident that the mystery of Krishna's birth and his being placed in the care of Yashoda was still hidden. There was no danger, since Kansa at least could not learn what had already happened. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Bandeyam Sri Guru Sri Utapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Shakrajatam Saganaragunata Nitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Paridana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Saganalalita Sri Vishakhanitam Sa He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Krupasindhubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Premaha Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratise Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here in these verses, the meeting of Nanda Maharaj with Vasudev has been described. So Nanda Maharaj had come to Mathura to pay the yearly taxes to Kansa. As we already know, at how Krishna appeared in Vrajabhumi, and there was a great jubilation in Nanda Maharaj's house and all around Vraja because of the appearance of the Lord. But Nanda Maharaj was doubtful that such a great celebration was going on in Vrajabhumi, and if Kansa would hear this, and certainly would hear, then he might become envious of Nanda Maharaj and his newly born son and do some harm to his son. Because everyone knew that Kansa was a very wicked person. Though he was ruling the kingdom of Mathura, but he was demoniac in nature, and he had subdued so many different kings and so many big, big demons also. All the demons sent from Mathura to Vrajabhumi to kill Krishna were actually subdued by Kansa, and they were under him, carrying out his orders. Because Kansa had 10,000 elephants power. He was so powerful. So Nanda Maharaj was little suspicious about Kansa's intention. That's why he came to Mathura to pay yearly taxes. Generally, the smaller kings, they used to pay taxes to the big king or emperor. In that way, they express their subordination to the emperor. So Nanda Maharaj thought that let me go to Mathura and pay my yearly taxes. In that way I can please Kansa. So Kansa will not be harmful to me or my newly born son or to Vrajabhumi. So that was the intention of Nanda Maharaj. So he came to Mathura to pay his yearly taxes. And after paying the taxes, he was resting in one place, in a garden somewhere. And when Vasudev heard this, that Nanda Maharaj had come to Mathura, so he took this opportunity to go and meet him and specifically know about the welfare of his two sons. Though Vasudev had left Krishna in Nanda Maharaj's house in the middle of the night, but still he knew that his elder son Balaram, he was also in Nanda Maharaj's house, because Rohini Devi was also in Nanda Maharaj's house, because Vasudeva had sent Rohini Devi out of fear of Kansa. And when Rohini Devi went to Braja, she was 3 months pregnant. So Vasudev heard that Balaram had taken birth. So his two sons were in Braja and he was anxious to know about their welfare. And at the same time, Vasudev also wanted to know whether Nanda Maharaj knew the secret of this exchange of children. Nanda Maharaj's daughter was brought by Vasudev to Mathura and he replaced with his own son Krishna. So he was also anxious to know whether Nanda Maharaj knew all these things or not. That's why he came to meet Nanda Maharaj. And at the same time, Nanda Maharaj was also Vasudev's brother. As we all know, that Maharaj Devamida had two wives. One was Kshatriya wife, another was a Vaisya wife. So from Vaisya wife, Maharaj Parjanya was born. And from Kshatriya wife, Maharaj Surasan was born. From Surasan came Vasudev. And from Parjanya Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj was born with other brothers. So in this way, though Nanda Maharaj was born as a Vaisya, but still he was brother of Vasudev. They are coming from the same forefather. So in that way, it was also an etiquette to meet a family member when he is coming to one's place and after long years. So Vasudev went to see Nanda Maharaj. So when Nanda Maharaj saw Vasudev had suddenly arrived there, so then he was very happy to see Vasudev. So it has been stated in this verse that Taṁ duṣṭā sahasottāya deha prāṇaṁ iva āgatam. So when Nanda Maharaj saw Vasudev, so immediately he got up from his seat. As if the lifeless body has got back its life. Like a lifeless body remains on the ground, but when it gets back its life, then naturally the body gets up, otherwise the body becomes useless. So in the same way, Nanda Maharaj was sitting and immediately he got up, seeing Vasudev. Prita priyatamam durbhyam sasvaje prema vihala. And seeing Vasudev after a long time and hearing about his harassments by King Kansa. King Kansa had harassed Vasudev and Devaki by imprisoning them, killing their sons in front of them. And Nanda Maharaj was hearing all these things in Brajabhumi. That how Vasudev was tortured, Vasudev and Devaki, they both were tortured by King Kansa. So naturally, a family member, a relative, would not tolerate all these things. And he would become compassionate towards his family member who was going through these tortures. So Nanda Maharaj, when he saw Vasudev, and so he was very anxious to meet him and give him some solace. So he became overwhelmed with love for Vasudev. And then what did he do? Out of love, he embraced Vasudev. So here we see that Nanda Maharaj was elderly. Elder than Vasudev in age. And as a matter of respect, Vasudev offered his obeisances to Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj, in return, he embraced Vasudev. That is the way the elders do. The elders, they embrace the younger ones. Younger ones would pay respect to the elders. That is the Vedic system. So Nanda Maharaj, out of great love for Vasudev, he embraced Vasudev. And then, after this meeting was over, then Nanda Maharaj offered asan, a seat, for Vasudev to sit down. So now they started talking. Dishta bhratah pravayasa idanim aprajasyate prajasaya sari pujita sukhamasina prushtanam adrutah. So after being received by Nanda Maharaj and sitting comfortably, then Vasudev asked the welfare of Nanda Maharaj. That is the system generally when we meet a friend, a relative after a long time, then we ask about his welfare. So Vasudev asked the welfare of Nanda Maharaj, if he was well and everything was well in Vraj. Prasaktadhi Swatmajayo Idang Aha Visampate. So Sukadeva Goswami is describing this incident to Maharaj Parikshit. That's why he is addressing Maharaj Parikshit as Visampate. So here Sukadeva Goswami is telling that Vasudev was Prasaktadhi. Means he was very much attached. His intelligence was very much attached. Attached to whom? To his two sons. And it was natural for a father who had lost his sons. Even he had seen Krishna only for short time, but he had not seen Balaram yet. Balaram was born in Vraja. So naturally, the affection for his sons would grow. So Vasudev was prasaktadhi. He was very much attached to his two sons and very anxious to know about them, see them. But seeing those two sons was not possible. At least he was trying to inquire about the welfare of his two sons. So prasaktadhi, he was very much attached. That's why so atmaja. So his own sons, he was very much attached, and that was natural for a father. So he asked Nanda Maharaj in this way. And what Vasudeva asked Nanda Maharaj? Dishta bhrata pravayasa idanim aprajasyate. So here Vasudev is addressing Nanda Maharaj as vrataha, means brother. And he is telling that pravayasa, my dear brother, you are very old. And in this age, idani, aprajasyate. And in this age, still you had no children. So here, Vasudev, very intelligently using the word praja. He is not mentioning son, actually. He is telling that praja. So praja can mean son, daughter, prajayate. Everything is born, that is called praja. That's why we see in a kingdom, whoever is born, whether a human being, an animal, birds or whatever, they all considered praja of the king. And the king, as a father, as a maintainer of the subjects, he is supposed to maintain all his subjects, whether they are human beings or animals or whatever. Whoever takes birth in his kingdom, the king is supposed to maintain them, nourish them, and take care of them. And those who are obnoxious, demoniac, the king would punish them. That is natural for a king. So the king is subject to maintain his praja. The subjects are those who take birth in his kingdom. So here Vasudeva is using the word praja. Because we all know that Vasudeva was very, very truthful. He was very famous being truthful. That's why Kamsa, when he heard that heavenly proclamation, that you fool, the chariot of the lady you are driving, her 8 progeny would kill you. That was the proclamation from heaven. And Kamsa heard that and he became very furious hearing that. He wanted to kill Devaki. Took out his sword immediately to kill Devaki. And Vasudeva, as his newly married husband, and it was his duty to protect the wife, so Vasudeva was trying to give all the different kinds of arguments to convince Kamsa not to kill his own sister Devaki. But Kamsa was not listening to any of the arguments of Vasudeva. And knowing this, then Vasudeva thought that all this Sama, Dama, Danda, Veda, this is not working with Kamsa. And somehow or other, I have to protect the life of my wife. And this is my duty. That's why Vasudeva promised to Kamsa that, okay, you are afraid of the 8th child of your sister. I am promising you that whatever child would take birth from your sister, that may be first, second, third, up to 8th, I would offer all these children to you and you do whatever you like with them. So Vasudeva promised like this. And if in place of Vasudeva someone else would have been there, then Kamsa would have thought, oh, he is telling this thing, and who knows that whether he would fulfill his promise later on or not. Because many times we see people promise, then they back out from their promise later on. And you see these things in Kali Yuga very often. Very difficult to believe in someone nowadays. And Kamsa, he believed on the words of Vasudeva. Why? Because Vasudeva was very famous being truthful. And when Vasudeva was born, that time the demigods in the heaven, they played this Dunduvi in jubilation, understanding that Vasudev, the father, would be father of Krishna, has taken birth. And he was very truthful from the very childhood. And he was not an ordinary person, the father of the Supreme Lord, Vasudev. And Kansa had, that's why Kansa had full faith in Vasudev, that Vasudev would never speak lie. Whatever he would promise, he would fulfill. So all these arguments of Vasudev did not work on Kansa, but his promise worked. As soon as Vasudev promised that he would offer all the children to Kansa, then Kansa became very satisfied. He said, "Oh, okay. I am afraid of the eighth child, and he is promising that he would give all the children. So I would kill you all the children." That's why he gave up the endeavor to kill Devaki. In that way, Devaki's life was saved. So Vasudeva was very truthful. He would never speak any lie. But here, in this case, this is a very precarious situation. Vasudev had gone in the middle of the night to Maharaj Nanda Maharaj's palace and put his own daughter, own son, in the bed of Mother Yasoda and stole the daughter of Yasoda in the middle of the night. And now he has come to meet Nanda Maharaj, and how he is going to speak the truth? So if you would ask, if you would say your son, then that would not be true, because that was not Vasudev's son. So Vasudev could not say that, "Oh, how is your son?" So then Vasudev would be proved false. That's why Vasudev used this word praja, which would mean son or daughter, whatever, any child. So he would not be proved false. He would maintain his truthfulness in this way. That's why we see in this verse, everywhere this praja sabda is used. Very carefully. So Vasudev is telling Nanda Maharaj that, "My dear Nanda Maharaj, in this advanced age, idani apras, you had been aprajasya. You had no children. Prajasaya nivrutasya." And at the old age, generally people don't expect a child. That's a praja asa. Hoping to have a child was nivrutas. Means there was no hope. There was no hope of a child to get in the old age. So Vasudev is just preparing to say his own thing. So he's telling, "You are very old, and in this old age you have no child, and there is no hope for one. Prajayat samapadyata. But now you have a child. Now you have got a child." He is not telling you have got a son. You have got a child. And how you have got a child? This year. By great good fortune. Otherwise, it was impossible. And specifically, it has been stated in the purport that in the old days, generally, it is very difficult to get a child. And even if someone gets a child, that cannot be a male child. If someone gets a child, that can be a female child. But in case of Nanda Maharaj, he has got a male child, a son. So that's why Vasudeva is concluding that Dishtya, it is by the great fortune of yours that you have got a child at this age, referring to a male child, but he is not telling a male child. He is using the word same praja. How many times? 1, 2, 3. 3 times use this word praja. So at this age you have got a praja, you have got a child by your great good fortune, Dishtya. So in this way, Vasudeva is asking the well-being of Nanda Maharaj and his child. At the same time, he is also maintaining his truthfulness. And he wants to know, by saying this, whether Nanda Maharaj has known all the secrets of his exchange or not. Because he has exchanged his male child with the female child of Nanda Maharaj. And he wanted to know that whether Nanda Maharaj knows this or not. Because the Kshatriyas, they are very expert in these dealings. So, they know how to talk, what to talk. So, Vasudeva was a Kshatriya, so he was very expert. And he was talking with Nanda Maharaj to know about his children while maintaining his truthfulness, and wanted to know whether Nanda Maharaj knew or not. So, later on we can understand that what else Vasudeva is speaking, that you will hear later on. So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Is there any comments or questions? Only 8 days older.
So, how old is exactly Balaram? This is the first question.
I told you, 8 days older.
Now, as per our this thing, eight child, so how old will be conceived with?
How?
So, it is mentioned that next 8 years they will be conceived one child each year.
Yes.
So, by the potential of Yogmaya, Balaram was transferred.
Yes.
So that we can consider the seventh child.
Yeah.
So to begin Krishna, there has to be 1 year time. So
Krishna actually did not stay in the womb for 10 months. Krishna actually stayed in the womb of Mother Devaki for 7 months, and on 8th month he appeared. And Balaram in the womb of Rohini, he was waiting for the appearance of Krishna. That's why Balaram stayed in the womb of Rohini for 14 months. He was waiting for the appearance of Krishna. That's why very little difference is there, only 8 days. Just before the appearance of Krishna, Balaram appeared.
So in Vrindavan, the Rajavasis, they celebrate Balaram's birthday later on. It's called Balaram Chhat. That is celebrated on the day of the Lalita Sarkar Day.
Yes.
So we celebrate like before. How to understand this?
We are following Srila Jiva Goswami. We are followers of Jiva Goswami. So whatever Jiva Goswami has mentioned, we are following him. Because Brajavasis have their own system. So we cannot say about them. They have some different incidents, why they are following, we don't know so much about that. But we follow our Acharya, Srila Jiva Goswami, and Jiva Goswami has mentioned all these things. Hare Krishna. Okay. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Jai Srila Prabhupada Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Sri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Jai Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. Jai Sri Radha Syam Sundar Tavishagadevi Ki Jai. Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Om.